He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's why we spend time in church this morning, just calling on the name Jesus. I said to us, God has given us a threefold vision. A threefold vision, that is what God has given unto us as a church. Now, we're going to do a little bit of a quiz. Who can tell me the threefold vision of House of God? Relationship, that's number one. Okay, threefold vision. What is the next thing? What kind of relationship?
With God.
With God and with fellow human beings. Okay, so that's the first one. Number two, what's the second vision? We're going to keep saying this every Sunday. Huh? Okay, developing a lifestyle of worship. That's the next thing in our vision. And then there's one more that is pertinent to us. No. There's one more. There's only three. Relationship, building healthy one, and developing a lifestyle of worship. And there's one more that is extremely crucial. You can tell me what that is. Without it, no Christian can survive.
Uncovering the scriptures.
So, let's say them again. Building healthy relationships is the first one. Developing a lifestyle of worship. And then the third one is uncovering scriptures. So we want to find out what the word really means. That's why we will do Sunday school and we'll do a few other things in House of God, you know, so that we can have, you know, a grasp of these three areas. So today we're going to kick off with building healthy relationships. God is a God of relationships. In fact, you can interchange between the word God and relationship. You know, God is a God of relationships. The Bible says that when God introduced himself to us, when Jesus Christ came to the disciples came to Jesus and said, how do we pray? He said, our God who is in heaven. Yes. Is that what he said? Our creator who is in heaven. Our master who is in heaven. What did he say?
Our Father.
Our Father who art in heaven. Why did he introduce God as Father? Just to point each one of us to the attention that God is a God of relationships. Because you cannot have a father without children. When you have a father, it means it presupposes that you do what? You have children. That's what the word father is. Nobody can come and call themselves a father if you don't have children. Whether they are biological, whether they are spiritual children, they are children. In other words, you have a relationship with people you call children. You know, that's why God introduced himself to us as Father. You know, and that's in Matthew 6:9. Our Lord's Prayer. It says, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He could easily have said, our God which art in heaven. He could have said, our Creator. But he said, our Father. So relationships are extremely important. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not surprising as well. When he introduced Jesus Christ, he could have said, this is Jesus Christ in whom I am well pleased. But John 3:16, how did he introduce him? He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Jesus Christ.
Son.
No, that he gave his only begotten Son. That's what he said. He gave his only begotten Son. So Jesus Christ is also described and introduced to us in a relationship form. A son to the Father that we have been introduced to. Praise the name of the Lord. And even when the Holy Spirit was introduced to the church as well, when Jesus Christ was going, this is how he introduces him. John 14:16-17 and 26. John 14:16-17 and 26. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the Father cannot receive, because he seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth in you, and shall be in you. Verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. Can you imagine? When the Holy Spirit was introduced, it was introduced in a relationship form as well. So, it's important that we realize that the Godhead, the Trinity, that we all serve, are all in a relationship. You know, the Bible refers to him as another comforter. He's going to come and relate with us and comfort us. So God is a God of relationship. And that's why one of the vision God has given us in House of God is to develop healthy relationships. Healthy relationships. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible also introduced the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as having a close relationship. When you open your Bible to 1 John 5:7, it says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit." Of course, we know that the Word is Jesus Christ. The Bible says three of them bear record in heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I like the way it ends our scriptures. And these three are one. And these three are one. Everybody say one.
One.
One. It's important. Remember, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, and Jesus Christ are all one. One. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. They are one. Now, people, someone will say to you, how can you have three? It's one. Because when you add one plus one plus one, what did you get? You get three. You know? But I was reading a text this morning, and it was saying, you can have one, one, one is equal to one. Who can read on a redo that redo?
Me.
One, one, one. How can you make one and one and one, one again?
All together.
But one plus one plus one is equal to three. What can you do to make one, one, one equal to one? Yes? You? If you add it together, you get three. So what can you do to it?
You can only marinate them together.
Marinate them, feed them together. Okay. Board mass. That was, we're going back to math class now. This is math class. So in your math class, you have your plus sign. What other signs do you have? Minus. What other signs?
Multiplication.
Okay, so let's stop at multiplication. One times one plus another one times another one is still one. So one times one is still equal to one. That is what God wants us to be in relationships. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many ones you multiply together, you will always end up with one. Unity is extremely important. You know, and God is a God of relationships. God is a God of relationships. And that's why the Trinity are described as one. Now, what should our response be? John 1:12. If you turn your Bible to John 1:12, it says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to be the servants of God." What did he say?
Sons
of God. God is so interested in relationships. He says, as many as received him, to them gave him the power to be sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. The God we serve is a God of community. He's a God of love. He's a God of sacrifice. Didn't he sacrifice for us? He poured out his love for us. He preferred others. He could have sent one of the angels to be hung on the tree. Couldn't he have said to Brother Uriah? Did he ask? You could have said, okay, somebody has to die. We have to spill the blood of any of a human being. Okay, let it be one of the angels. Or let it be the 24 elders in heaven. Or let it even be Satan himself, whose blood is spilled. He said, no. He's going to spill his own blood. He preferred others to himself. That was a good example. And brethren, that's what I'm appealing to us. That we are following in the steps of this our God, who is a God of relationships. Start to prefer other people. Start to show love and to show sacrifice. If it is indeed true that we are created in God's image, then we need to start to walk in love, in sacrifice, and preferring other people. Praise the Lord. Today's sermon, and a lot of the sermons that we're going to be hearing out of God, is going to be very, very interactive. So if I call you to do anything, just jump in, you know, like Peter. He just jumped in, bam, like that. And the blessing and the miracle came. Praise the name of the Lord. We are designed for relationship, and we can only achieve our destiny in the context of relationship. Nobody can survive this world without relationship. We are in this world, and we can only survive when we are in a relationship. It could be marital relationship, it could be communal relationship, it could be family relationship, it could be work within relationship, it could be school relationship. In school, you have to have a cordial relationship with your colleagues. How many students are in the house? Do they give you group assignments? Group assignments. If you can't stand the people in your group, you're in trouble. You have to love, at that point, you have to love them. Otherwise, you are not getting your degree. Joy, am I lying? Whether they are slow or they are fast, they like you or they don't like you, you all have to work together in a group. That is the way life is designed. At work, they call it teamwork. They call it there's another phrase that they use, that you have I can't remember what the terminology is, that you're able to work well, interpersonal skills. When you fill application form, they will say, do you have interpersonal skills? Put no there. That means you're not getting that job, because there is no job you will do that you're not going to be in a team. Even if you are the manager, you have your staff, you still need to be able to have interaction with them. So life, everywhere you go, is relationship. You want to drive on the road, you are in relationship. Can anybody tell me anywhere you are where there's no relationship? No, nowhere. There is nowhere you are. So our destiny fulfillment is based on our relationships. And that's why it's extremely important for us to, as we are starting this year, start to focus on relationships. You will hear me bang on it 1 million times, because it is very key and instrumental to what God wants to do in house of God. God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and he gave them freedom to do whatever they like. But he only put one constraint on them and said, look, you can do anything you like in this place, but only one thing. And brethren, every relationship, for it to survive, there are so many things we are allowed to do, but there are some things that we may not be allowed to do. Those are the things that are called the constraints. If we abide by those things, those relationships will survive, and we'll be able to get the full benefit of those relationships. We cannot be self-centered in a relationship. You have to look at others. What are you going to offer to others? In this relationship, Sister Tayo, if I'm in a relationship with you, every time I phone you, Sister Tayo, hey, can you do this? Father, can you do that? Father, can you do this? After a while, don't kill me. Am I the only? Do you understand? Because it's a one-sided thing. I'm always asking. I'm not offering you anything. So that is a relationship. In all our relationships, wherever they are existing, we must prefer other people. And those are the constraints that God has put in place. You know, God has given us freedom, but the liberty is not to be used to pose a stumbling block to other people. Now let's go back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And I want somebody to read for us. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. I'll give you a few seconds to get there. And in the meantime, can we have 2 pieces of paper and pen? Because we're going to go into a little group, and there's a little assignment that I have for each group. Praise the name of the Lord. Is anybody at Genesis 2:18?
Yeah.
Okay, please read for us.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone, and I'll make him and help him for him.
Okay? It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. It is not good. Do you know when God made man? Anytime we look at that scripture, oftentimes we always look at it from the concept of marriage. But it's not necessarily only talking about marriage. It's talking about relationship. Hold on to it. And 2 pence. So I will let you know what we're doing with that in a minute. It's important that we always look at that scripture from the concept of relationship. It's not just talking about marital relationship, any relationship. It says, look, I will make a help suitable for him. In other words, man, no human being can survive by themselves. Please always remember that. No human being can survive by themselves. You need somebody. So look at your neighbor, say, I need somebody.
I
Look at them again. Say, I need somebody.
I need somebody.
Say, I need you.
I need you.
And I hope you meant it. I need you. Praise the name of God. We have pens in the, we only need to. We have pens in the pocket so people can hold on to the pens. Thank you. I'll let you know when we're ready for that. Praise the Lord. Thanks for that. So it's important that we rely on one another. There's only so much you can do to a stranger on the street. You know that. But if you want to really bless somebody, it is somebody that you have a relationship with. A stranger on the street, when they are begging for money, maybe you give them £1, £2. But when you are in a relationship with somebody, you get to know what their real needs are, and you are able to offer a blessing to that person. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, so we're going to now go into the group session. I'm going to divide us into two. You will pick a number, and you will join a group. But our team, do you mind them coming over here? And Sophie, please, both of you. Thank you. And Jermaine too. Because we're going to split ourselves into two groups. You just pick a number, 1, 2, 1, 2, until we get to the last person. And then I'll tell you what each group is doing. We're going to be talking about relationships. And basically, anyway, let me split us into two groups. So if you're starting from the front, so you pick a number, just go 1, 2, we'll start from that end. So you're 1, Zataya, you're 2, you're 1, you're 2, Emmanuel, you're 1, Gabriel, you're 2, James, you're 1, Sister Hawa, you're 2, you're 1, Joy, you're 2, you're 1, Tia is 2, Sister Teresa, you're 1, Sophie, you're 2, Bonatim, you're 1, and Jermaine, you're 2. So all the 2s, please come to this side, and all the 1s, please come to this side. So, if you are number 2, what did I say? 2 to this side and 1 to that side. Okay. I think that's what I said. So, you are 2, right? Okay. Are you number 1? Okay. Number 1 to this side. Please be seated. Please be seated. You are number 1. You are that side. That's why we pick number so that it's fair. Uh-huh. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So basically what you're going to do in your group, you take a pen and a paper. Your first assignment is to appoint a team leader. So I'm going to be watching how you're going to appoint that person. Your team leader is going to coordinate. You have 10 minutes. And in your task is to tell us 10 ingredients of a healthy relationship. And then you're going to pick the top 3. So I think you need to face each other in your team. So you may come off your phone, face each other. And so appoint a leader, face each other. Okay, I'm watching how you're going to do it. Everybody must participate. That is how relationships work. So everybody must participate. So Teresa, you may want to move a little closer. Maybe turn your chair. I don't know how you're going to do it. Okay, so appoint a leader. Who is going to be your leader? Who will come and speak for your team? So I'm watching you start communicating. Who is going to be your appointed leader? So you are going to have 10 ingredients of a healthy relationship. So everybody must participate. Some of you are on your phone. Are you looking for the answers? Okay, alright. You can, if you want to Google answers, no problem. And then you're going to pick the top 3. The top 3. Group 1 and group 2. I want to begin to get interaction. So what are those top 10 things? What are 10 things of it that will make a healthy relationship? Okay. Have you appointed your leader? Okay. I can hear some words. I'm liking some of the words I'm hearing. Okay. Everybody must interact, so make sure you go around. Who is your leader? Interact, so you are speaking on behalf of everybody. Remember, it's relationships. Relationship, there's a lot of interaction. Interaction, hallelujah. You are going to number 10. Make sure you are speaking for the team. 10 ingredients that will make a healthy relationship. Just 10. Okay, interaction. So listen to everybody in the team as they're talking. Make sure you capture everybody's words. If you like, you can Google it. Not, there is no law against Googling. So you get something really nice. And then your team leader will come and tell us those 10 things. Remember, you have 10 minutes to do this. So really go for the big ones. Once you have picked 10, you have to agree amongst yourself the top 3. All of you have to agree. You have to discuss it. Agree what the top 3 is. Very important.
We have about 9 minutes to go. Okay, presenters, please come forward. Okay, so this is team. What's the team number? That's team one. Presenter. Team two. Okay, team two. Presenter. Tatayo. Team one. Brother Uriel. So. Okay, so you are one. Let's call team one first. You're going to tell us the 10 ingredients that will make a healthy relationship. Okay, so tell us, what are they?
I'm speaking on behalf of team one.
Thank you.
We came up with these 10
ingredients.
Ingredients.
Okay.
Healthy relationship.
Okay.
Number one would be trust.
Trust.
Second, we choose good communication.
Okay.
The third was listening.
Okay, that's communication. So that's all one. That's one point. Communication and listening are the same.
We have honesty.
Honesty. Okay.
Fourth one is loyalty.
Loyalty. Okay.
Understanding.
Understanding.
The sixth one is obedience.
Okay, obedience.
The seventh is consideration.
Ooh, consideration.
The eighth, fellowship.
Okay.
The ninth one is prayer.
Fellowship. Sorry, I'm just typing what you said. And then prayer, yeah?
The tenth one is to be humble.
Humble, okay. All right.
No, it's good luck as well. Because you said this is in this thing, so we got 11 there. So
I told you to agree with your presenter. Thank you for your presentation. Let's clap for this one. Okay. God bless you. You may still stay there. Let's run through Team 2's list. You will now tell us the top 3 why you picked them. But before you do so, Team 2, can we have your list, please? We don't know confiding after we are here. Yes, which kind of that? We can. Okay, Team 2, okay, go for it.
All right. We have good communication.
Okay, so communication.
Yes. Okay, sorry. Let me start all over. On behalf of my fellow,
okay.
Team.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Because you're not speaking for yourself. Fantastic. Okay, good. So communication, okay.
Good communication.
Uh-huh.
One. Two. Inclusive.
Inclusive.
Three. Patience.
Patience.
Four.
Compatibility.
Okay, compatibility. Yeah. Wait, I can't see.
Huh? I can tell because I saw where they were writing it down.
Honesty.
Honesty. So that's appearing a few times. Yeah.
Accountability.
Respect.
Leadership.
Ooh, leadership. Okay.
Support. Trust.
Trust. Okay. Reliability. Okay.
I'm listening. Connection.
Connection.
Connection. Okay.
Right.
Eh?
Compromise.
Okay.
Compromise.
Okay.
Compromise. Yeah.
Eh?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes. I have more than 10. I have more than 10.
No, 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 no. She couldn't read. It's there on the paper. Comprise.
No, it's there.
Compatibility, compromise.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you said that when I said about we got love down there as well.
Oh, where is love? Did you write love on your paper?
It should be there. It's down at 11. It's down at 11. It's not.
Oh, no, no.
But
okay.
Okay.
No, I didn't know you had love that, but because when he was reading it out, he didn't mention love. Okay.
No, but you said 10, but we had 11.
All right. Okay, we'll go back to team 1. Let's clap for team 2 for your list.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. I've added love to your list. Now, out of the ones that you mentioned, which ones are the top 3 that no relationship can survive without?
I and my team were agreed that our top 3 should be love.
Okay.
Because love covers everything.
Okay.
If there is love, there will be understanding, there will be trust, there will be consideration, communication. The second item we chose was trust.
Trust.
So you must trust people you're with or your team to move ahead. Then the third one is communication.
Okay.
Because it's through communication that you'll be able to interact, you'll be able to listen and know each other's what they are.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Let's give it up for team 1. Well done. Well done. Well done. God bless you. You may be seated. Okay, team 2. What are your top 3?
On behalf of my fellow team 2.
Okay.
Our first one too is you have to have a good communication.
Communication.
Because without good communication, you cannot have a relationship even with one person or in a group.
Okay. Okay, so you have to communicate.
It's very good. I mean, good communication. Communication, but if it's not good enough for the other part to understand, to relate with you, it's not a communication.
Okay. So what makes up communication? Let me ask the house. What is good communication?
Being able to listen and process the information then.
Okay, so you talk and then you listen. If you're talking and you're not listening, you're not communicating. If you're listening and you're not talking, you know what, I'm not saying anything again. I'm not saying, you're not communicating. So, you're talking and you're listening. Okay. Right, what's the next one?
The next one, I think they all go, I wanted to say understanding, but we said understanding. But I think they all go into good communication. Understanding, listening, they all go into communication.
Understanding is not on your list here. So, what is your number 2?
That's our number 2. I said understanding. That's what we meant. We said good communication, understanding.
Oh, sorry. I'm in the wrong. No, when you were reading that, you missed that understanding because I didn't write it down. No, but it's on the paper, don't worry. So, but I think it's okay. Very serious, George. Okay, understanding. It's on the paper. It was on the paper.
We didn't write it down.
Okay. So your team leader did not read everything on your paper.
He said 10, so we're trying to
take
it.
Okay, now the third one now.
Our second one, which was marked here.
Understanding.
Understanding.
Okay, I've written that one down.
So you're able to understand one another to have a good relationship. Whether between two people or in a whole thing.
Their likes and their dislikes.
And
very important.
And to be able to design their feelings, whether they are in good mood or not, they are in good mood.
Okay, number 3, what did you pick as number 3?
Our number 3 is relying.
Reliable. Okay, reliability.
Reliability.
What did I put that
one? Be able to depend on one another.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's clap for team two. God bless you. I noticed team two. You didn't put that love.
We did, because he was saying we don't want to be with that love.
No, you should have mentioned. Love. So, out of your top 10 that you picked, you didn't think love was important to be mentioned? Can any relationship survive without love?
Yeah.
What is love?
Caring.
Caring. What is love?
Sharing, appreciating.
Appreciating.
Empathy.
Eh? Empathy.
Helping.
Helping. Giving. They're all acts of love. No relationship can survive. Now, God bless you. You may be seated. Do you know the reason why I made us to do this exercise? So we can think. Listen, everybody, listen, listen. So we can think about our relationships. So I like all the things you've mentioned. We said trust. If you don't trust a person you're in a relationship with, it can't work. So you have to develop trust. What do they say about trust? Trust must be earned. If you want people to trust you, you must prove yourself trustworthy. Relationships is about understanding. If you understand what somebody can't stand, why do you keep doing it? You know? I was married for almost 21 years, so I can talk a bit about marriage. I think I have earned medals to be able to talk about marriage. One of the things my mother can't stand is nagging. But I still laugh. But if I was really in love with him, I would not nag. I would not. Do you understand? So if your partner says, "I don't like something," why don't you do it? It means that you don't understand that person. Do you understand? Your boss, your in a relationship with somebody, every time you put this pen here, they get angry, they get upset. Before them, they come, you put the pen. Do you understand that person?
No.
You don't. Because you don't understand what they like and what they dislike. No relationship can survive when you don't understand the person. Understand what they like and what they don't like. I like all the things we have mentioned. You know, we mentioned trust. Communication. If you don't communicate, that relationship cannot survive. If you're unhappy about something, say it. Communication, you know many relationships end up being destroyed. Even business relationships. Maybe you have a partner. If you don't talk, you don't communicate, you don't listen to what they are saying, that relationship will not survive. You will say it's a bad person. It's not because the person is a bad person. It's because you guys did not do what is needed as an ingredient for that relationship. Communication. As time goes on, we're going to be talking about more of these things in more detail. And I'm really happy. Honesty. Openness. Transparency. Be honest. Be honest about your feelings. Be honest. You know, there's no relation that can survive when there's lots of lies. Be honest. Call a spade a spade. And the reason why many relationships are falling apart is because there's a lot of dishonesty. Be honest, and the two groups have mentioned it. Loyalty. Be loyal to one another. Fellowship. No relationship can survive without fellowship. Fellowship is important. Even in the church, we have fellowship. In the home, we need fellowship. In the office, we need fellowship. What is fellowship? Working together. Working together. So if you're in a relationship and not like this, everybody do your hand like this. Working together. That relationship cannot survive. You just do your own thing. Do your own thing. It's not about me. I don't care about that. You have to care about the feelings of others. That's the only way a relationship can survive. Prayer. I think that was team one that said that. That is in the Christian context now. Prayer. If you want that relationship to go far, the two of you must pray together. It will work. That's why we come together in the church. We pray together. We break bread together. We sing together. We fellowship together. What are we doing? We are strengthening that relationship. Humility. If you are proud like the devil, you can't survive a relationship. You have to be humble. You don't know it all. It is okay to be wrong. Look at your neighbor and smile. Say, it is okay to be wrong. It is okay. You don't always have all the answers. Because in many relationships, some people think, I'm always right. You cannot always be right. Even God said, he repented me that I made human beings. Even God. God says, he repented me that I made human beings. How much more we the human beings? God says, I would exist making this human being. It's a mistake that I even made them. If God can say that, and then we say that I never did anything wrong. No. Be honest. Be open. Praise God. Love. Patience. Be patient with one another. Rome was not built in a day. Be patient. Many of us would not get to where we are today if somebody somewhere wasn't patient with us. Sister Teresa, what you wanted to do here? Were you a master like you are doing it now? Your clients have to be patient. But now, let me just try you. Maybe you say, okay, I will charge you 50%. Let me just, I mean, when they came to me, she was very honest. She said, I'm practicing. Do you mind if I need to get to practice? So, we need patience. Rome was not built in a day. Give people time to grow. Give people time to get better. Because if you don't give that allowance, you can't survive any relationship. People time. That's why in the office, you have slow workers and you have fast workers. Don't we have them in the office? There's some people say, No. There's some people that, for them, it takes a bit more time for them to, you understand? Give them time. And before you know it, they become experienced. Praise the name of the Lord. Compromise. That's what that means. Compromise. Give and take. Sometimes you learn to look the other way. Everybody say, look the other way.
Look the other way.
It is not everything that you need to speak. Need to speak. Because if you need to speak on everything, you will not get anywhere. Fatayo, well, what's wrong with you today? Fatayo, what's wrong with you tomorrow? Fatayo, I said, well, I thought you said that you didn't see some things. It's okay. Because what are you doing? You're just giving that person money. It is not everything. You know, there's a saying in my place, they say, it is not every word that,
English language.
It is not every, you know when you have an elder, they say, it is not everything the elder sees that the elder sees. Some things you just go. Have you seen our parents do that? They will look at you. They will just smile. And you say, did they see it? Did they not see it? You're wondering, am I going to be punished? Is everything, Jonathan, it is not every word, everything that you react and respond to. Because we are fostering healthy relationships. Relationships are respect. And you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. Everybody deserves to be respected. Children here deserve to be respected. I can't come, James, look at his ugly legs. Look at his bad legs. Look at his. He will be angry. I have no right to say that to him. Even though I think he's a child, look at him. He's laughing now, but I think he was in the midst of some girls who are admiring, who are looking at him, saying, they're ugly bad legs. Everybody should be respected. Please, let's respect one another. We're starting on a new foundation. And remember what I said, we start as we mean to go. Let us rise up. And what we are going to pray for is wisdom. Everybody bow your heads and say, Lord, please give me wisdom to build healthy relationships. I like all the things you have mentioned. You know, submission, acceptance, sacrifice, transparency, shared interest. Say, Lord, give me wisdom to build healthy relationships. That's our prayer this morning. Lord Jesus, give me wisdom to build healthy relationships. Lift up your voice. I want to hear you lifting up your voice to the Lord.
Give us wisdom, Lord, to build healthy relationships. We thank you, Lord. Give us wisdom, Lord, to build healthy relationships. Say, Father, help me, O God, to walk in love. Help me to be excellent in communication. Help me to be an honest person. Help me to be transparent. Help me to trust. Help me to earn trust. Help me to be sacrificial. Help me to be a respectful person. Help me to be a submissive person. And where compromise is needed, help me to compromise. Help me to be a caring person. Help me to be a selfless person. Help me to be a person of faith. Help me to be patient. Help me to be understanding, Lord. Help me to be loyal. Help me to be considerate, oh God. Help me to be humble, Lord. Help me to prefer others, oh God. Help me to be accountable. Help me to be respectful. Help me to support others. Help me, oh God Almighty, to support others, oh Lord. Help me to be reliable in the name of Jesus. Help me to be understanding. You know, the Bible says a man should deal with understanding with his wife, so that his prayers will not be hindered. That shows you how important understanding is. If your wife says, I don't like this, and you keep doing it, that means you are telling God, don't answer my prayer, finish. God will say, I don't have to answer your prayer, no problem. He says, deal with her with understanding, so that your prayers will not be hindered. So if he says, this is what you are doing, I don't like it, it's upsetting me, it's disturbing my life, and you keep doing it, that is your saying, God, don't answer my prayer. And I know there is nobody in this place that doesn't want their prayer to be answered. So lift up your voice and say, God, help me, oh God, in all my relationships, to be able to deal with the people I'm working with, whether at work, whether at home, whether in the community, Lord, to be able to deal with them with understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make me a woman, a man of understanding. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Let somebody say a bigger amen.
Amen.
Let the relationship expert say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope you've all enjoyed that. We're going to be having more of that. We're going to collect our tithes, our offering. So if you...